Well, I just had the privilege of sitting down with Bill Holter in person. He was a guest at my studio in Central Texas, and we were able to do three interviews that you're going to hear over the coming weeks. And it's, as you might expect from Bill Holter, it's bombshell stuff. And I thought I would share with you just kind of my reactions. I'm not going to spill the beans on everything that he said, obviously. We'll let him say it in his own words. But the takeaway from doing these interviews with Bill Holter is, well, first of all, let me just say, number one, I love this guy. I mean, he's a Texan. He lives in the country. He's great with animals. He rides horses. He's got dogs. He's into gold. I mean, there's other stuff about him that's pretty awesome that maybe he doesn't want me to say publicly. And of course, I respect that. But I'll just say, Bill Holter is the real deal. This guy is somebody you want nearby when it all hits the fan. Trust me on that point. So I was honored to be able to kind of give him a little tour of our studio area and some of our operations, and just to be able to sit down and have a face-to-face interview with him, which we've never done before with Bill Holter. I've followed his videos for years, and I know he's followed mine. But it was the first time I got a chance to talk to him. And it's astonishing that it's been this long. It was probably long overdue. In any case, Bill Holter is firm in his belief that it's all about to hit the fan. And he's concerned. I think he said it's a coin toss of whether or not we're even going to make it to the midterm elections before it all falls apart. Everything goes to hell, basically. And he's not talking about just some mild thing like, oh, you know, a correction or a recession. No, he's talking about Mad Max. He's talking about the total collapse of society, which, of course, resonates with some of what I think is going to happen as well. I don't mean everywhere is going to be like Mad Max, but you can certainly see that in a lot of these blue cities, it's going to be a total collapse of the rule of law, just chaos in the streets, mass murder, violence, mayhem, looting, flash mobs, just, and frankly, you can find videos that look like that right now, even before the collapse. So imagine what happens when the banking system shuts down, when the food stamps don't work, when 911 doesn't respond or even take your call. Like, thank you for calling 911. Please leave your message after the tone. It's like, oh my God. Folks, I think Bill Holter is absolutely correct. It's going to get very, very bad. And you know, I don't say this to try to scare people. I'm just being honest about the assessment of where this goes. Now, the timing is hard to know. Is this going to happen before the midterm elections? I don't know, and Bill Holter doesn't know for sure either. The timing is always the most difficult part of this, but we can see the end result of where this is going. In fact, in one of the interviews, Bill Holter said straight up, it's mathematics. This is mathematics. Where this ends is all determined by the laws of math. You know, you look at the money printing, you look at the debt Ponzi scheme, the massive debt pyramid that has replaced actual productivity. If you do the math, you understand how this ends. And it ends badly, folks. Badly. There's nothing good that's going to come out of this. Well, until the rebuilding, I suppose. But one of the things that we talked about that you'll hear in the interviews is how the leftists are killing themselves. So it's the left-wing people that don't prepare. So they don't have backup supplies of food and medicine and ammunition and firearms and all these things, or even money. Leftists aren't into gold and silver, for example. And it's the leftists who are taking all the deadly clot shots that they mislabeled to be vaccines. They're not vaccines. They're mRNA experimental injections that alter your genetics and grow clots inside your body, by the way. And Bill sees this, and I see this, and we're like, wow, these leftists are some kind of crazy suicide death cult. They're killing themselves. I mean, they take their own children and chop off their genitals and call it transgenderism. It's progressive, chopping off their balls and the breasts. It's so progressive. Look at my child. Aren't those scars just so inclusive? You know, that's that kind of thing. It's sick, man. It's twisted. And in the interviews with Bill, we did talk about the rise of Satanism. We talked about some of the transgenderism and the grooming and just the assault on children in general, which seems to characterize the radical left in America today. Very sick, twisted, ugly stuff, you know? But the other thing he said that I think is right on the money is that all of us who were called conspiracy theorists a few years ago, even just 2 or 3 years ago, now almost everything that we talked about is coming true by the day. And have you seen now, by the way, the NIH says that ivermectin is an approved treatment for COVID? Huh? Yeah. Did you see the CDC admit they made mistakes? Did you see all the reversals on masks and social distancing and lockdowns and even on vaccines? Did you see how in the UK they're saying that pregnant women and women who are breastfeeding should not take these vaccines? Huh? Well, wow. Who said that first? Well, all of us in the alternative media said that first. You know, people like myself and Del Bigtree and Alex Jones and a long, long list of other people, most of whom are hosts on Brighteon.tv, by the way, or BrighteonRadio.com if you want to check that out. I mean, all of our people, when I say our people, I mean the independent media people, we knew this, we talked about it, we were banned, we were censored, we were called insane. And it turns out we were all right. We were correct. And Bill Holter's in the same boat. He was called, you know, a fringe lunatic years ago, and he's been right. And at the end of the day, it's going to be guys like Bill that are still standing. Why? Because he's into precious metals. He's got ammunition. He knows how to live in a rugged way. He's self-reliant. You know, he's got food. And he talks about this publicly. I'm not sharing any super secrets or anything. He talks about this in the interview. He lives the lifestyle that he teaches or preaches. Whatever he encourages other people to do, he's doing it himself. And I'm the same way. I'm very open about it. Like, yeah, I've got ammunition. I've got some precious metals. I've got stored food. I've got firearms. Yeah, of course, everybody should. I've got backup medicine and iodine and isopropyl alcohol, you know, for emergency first aid and communications devices and satellite devices. I'm not bashful about telling you. In fact, I shoot videos that show you a lot of the stuff I have, not everything, but a lot of it. It's just in my videos. Go to prepwithmike.com if you want to see the videos. I just show you straight out. Like, this is what's on my preparedness table here. You know, these are the items that I'm using to get ready for what's coming. And Bill is one of those preppers too. So I'm glad to know him. I can't wait to release the interviews. You're going to have a great time listening. And he's also going to be featured in our new upcoming documentary. It's a 12-part series that will be coming out, I don't know, 60 days away, something like that, that involves, well, I'll just say a lot of really smart people. So can't wait to release that. You're going to love it. Stay tuned and keep checking out my podcasts on Brighteon.com and check out my articles on naturalnews.com. I'm Mike Adams. Thank you for listening.